Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday, the 19th of February, 2023. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris VK7ZIR. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Any Takers. On 3.67 MHz by Dale VK7DG. On 7.14 MHz by Peter VK7TPE. On 14.13 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. And on 28.525 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF-CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. Technology News. Did the US Air Force shoot down an amateur radio Pico balloon over Canada? Since the famous takedown of a suspected Chinese spy balloon, US jets have shot down a total of three more unidentified balloon objects, now confirmed to have been commercial or benign. There is speculation that at least one of these objects may have been an amateur radio Pico balloon. A Pico balloon involves the use of Mylar helium party balloons to launch small solar-powered payloads that are only a few grams in weight. They typically transmit low-power whisper at HF frequencies and can only transmit whenever there is sufficient solar power available. Well-built balloons can totally circumnavigate the globe several times over several months before degrading. There is speculation that at least one of the objects shot down over Canada, Yukon, by a US Air Force jet may have been amateur radio Pico balloon Kilo 9 Yankee Oscar 15, which was launched from Illinois on October the 10th, 2022. It was on its seventh circumnavigation of the globe after being aloft for 123 days. The Kilo 9 Yankee Oscar 15 balloon ceased all whisper telemetry transmissions while flying just below Alaska since February the 11th, 0018 UTC, just before sunset in Alaska when the solar panels would stop working. By using NOAA wind models and the last known location by Alaska, Kilo 9 Yankee Oscar 15 was projected to have been over Yukon when the US Air Force shot down the unknown balloon object at February the 11th, 2014 UTC at 3:14 p.m. EST or 1:41 p.m. Yukon time, according to Canadian Defence Minister Anand. Reports put the altitude of the shot-down object at approximately 40,000 feet. That's approximately 12,000 metres, which matches the projected approximate 11,500 metres of Kilo Yankee Oscar 15. The search area for the fallen balloon debris is reported to be in difficult to access terrain between Dawson City and Mayo. If we do a rough overlay of the predicted trajectory over a Google map, we can see that the predicted location of Kilo Yankee 9 Oscar 15 at the reported time of the missile impact matches the description very well. For an introduction, I'm Ian, Kilo Oscar 6 Yankee Quebec. I was involved in the first ham radio balloons that circumnavigated the globe starting in 2016 and launched from San Jose, California. I had roles on them including tracking analyst and social media spokesman. I also organised and led the ham radio tracking teams, which recovered the Civilian Space Exploration Team, the CSXT, first amateur rocket to suborbital space in 2004. And that was written by Ian, Kilo Oscar 6, Yankee Quebec, and sourced to rtlsdr.com website. Statewide news. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another great net night that saw the following participants. VK7's PD, ZAB, ZGK, ZBX, ZCF, KT, ZSB and ZIR, all sharing nearly 30 photos. There were various subjects like the Parkes Radio Telescope in New South Wales, which was commissioned in 1961. This has a 64-metre diameter dish and was so successful that NASA copied the basic design for their deep space network. A Doctor Who-looking postbox in somebody's garden. A mural of a portal opening on the site of a multi-storey building, plus street art at an on Launceston flood levee, which includes Pluto and Mickey Mouse. Joan Sanderson as Mrs. Richards in the comedy Fawlty Towers. A caricature of the Essendon Bombers mascot. A group of nuns busily playing the pokies. A friendly pet dog missing his master. This week's transport theme was helicopters in Hobart and Launceston, and plus a series of vintage and sports cars at a local automobile museum. Remember, Ken VK7KRJs and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site that allows anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and Northern Tasmania. If you missed the net, there is a full archive of all SSTV nights on the NTARC website under blogs. A reminder, in Southern Tasmania, VK7RAF, which is 146.65 MHz with a negative 600 kHz offset, can be RF linked to a VK7RJG by using a CTCSS tone of 141.3 Hz. We get underway from around 7:30 p.m. That's 73 from Andre VK7ZAB. Contest news. Australia Day contest results. As reported in the WIA National News, congratulations to all who participated in the Australia Day contest, and especially VK7IAN, who came second in the single operator phone, and AX7STO, who came 10th in the single operator digital section. QSL News. A report from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at 17th of February 2023 is in the email section of the broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, and that's VK7Bureau, all one word, at wia.org.au. If you do not wish to receive QSL cards, please let me know as well as the stations you work. And that's 73 from Herman VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Now news from the north. The SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, from 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Not a great deal has happened in the past week, so we have just a couple of news items and then basically a rehash of coming events. What I can say is that Coffee Morning last Friday saw an excellent roll-up, some with some new faces added to the mix as well. Roz, our early morning person, had the urn on, cakes, biscuits and freshly cooked lemon slices on the table long before anyone else turned up. Thank you, Roz, for getting everything set up for all to enjoy and for doing it every Friday. The serenity of the morning tea was broken by the sound of a water-bombing helicopter passing overhead. This was the first of multiple overhead passes as it completed return trips to recharge its water bucket. It was apparently attempting to douse a fire that had broken out at the Remount Road tip. Luckily, after three-quarters of an hour of flyovers, all went quiet again. Hopefully an indication that the fire was under control. Members had ample time to saunter outside, check out the helicopter and satisfy their curiosity. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. As an update, Trevor, VK7TB, shared with us the next stage of his current 99-year project. He produced some of his most recently designed and assembled homemade modules. These offerings were so eagerly received that they started to take over the main food table. But don't worry, no one starved. These offerings included an ultra-linear Class A RF MOSFET power amplifier intended as a driver for the final stage in an HF transmitter. This unit is capable of 7 watts output, but is being utilised at a stress-free 2.5 watts for this application. Another useful item was a transceiver interface module. Firstly, it connects onto the radio's CAT interface and provides an RS-232 data split to a computer. Secondly, it plugs into the rig's microphone socket, giving it the ability to mimic all microphone, switch and button functions, while having the ability to take an input itself from the original microphone or a dual-tone oscillator for test and measurement with switchable input pads. A module containing 3 individually patchable signal low-level pass filters for HF amateur bands. A high-pass filter module for the HF band. For this group of modules, Trevor has standardised on an excellent J-car thin-walled die-cast aluminium enclosure, thus making all the modules seem to have a belonging-together feel. Needless to say, the screwdriver soon came out and the lids came off, revealing the usual high quality of workmanship. Thanks for keeping us in the development loop, Trevor. Stuart, VK7ES, brought along a visitor, who was Rob, who is the proud owner of a brand new electronic battery-powered gadget. It was in the form of a Tesla Model 3 car. Stuart was lucky enough to ride Navigator on the way up from Beauty Point. This vehicle was delivered to Rob a week ago, and today soon found itself descended upon by eager club members. Unlike Trevor's offerings, the appearance of a screwdriver may not have been happily received, hoi hoi. However, we were treated to an extensive guided tour of the vehicle, including many things that could be opened or closed via his phone app. Rob also informed us of the latest developments in EV vehicles. Concluding with an ultra-silent departure from our car park, a very smooth conclusion to our morning tea, which by this time had extended well past midday. Once again, we would like to thank Phil, VK7ZPD, for taking over the hosting of the Wednesday night TechNet sessions, due to Nick having a prior commitment. Not only did he host the night, but he was still able to provide an audio feed for those who don't have the equipment, or are not physically close enough to receive all sides of the conversations. A job well done, Phil. And now the mug order. Yes, we are talking about the white mugs for drinking out of. Those that have our club logo on one side, personalised with your name and call sign on the other. We are placing another order, so if you'd like one, then please see Andre at the Friday coffee mornings or at the Wednesday bi-weekly club technical nights. Those members who have already requested a mug, please email secretary@entarc.net to confirm the order, and anyone else who wants one, please specify what name is to be printed above the call sign. The final price will be about $12, depending on eventual quantity ordered. Upcoming events. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 22nd of February, and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m, running through to about 10:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something that you are currently building, or just ask questions. You might be able to answer some from other attendees. That's what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the Entarc Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. We currently have a couple of QSL cards awaiting collections, so why not pop in and check the box and join us for a cuppa and chat. the test net and tech net sessions, Wednesday the 1st of March, test net CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7pm till 7:30pm, and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till about 8:30pm. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, please email them to the secretary at the following address: news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. Kraken Direction Finding SDR. Ollie, VK7NFI, will be giving us a presentation and demonstration of the crowd-funded Kraken software-defined radio that is built specifically for direction finding. The five antennas are placed into a circle and used to direction find using a notebook or the smartphone application, which integrates nicely with Google Maps to let you know what the closest driven path to the radio source or FOX is. Ollie will be showing us the hardware and demonstrating the software, and if we are lucky, there may be some amateur radio direction finding around the QD club rooms. The presentation will be streamed and go out on DVBTRF. Thanks, Ollie. We'll see you there. And that's from the REAST committee. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, we started with Lance VK7ZA and his tips and tricks about the N1MM logging application. We then took a look at the Caribolite, the 6 GHz SDR transceiver that runs on a Raspberry Pi. Ben, VK7BEN, showed his Caribolite and Pi Zero in a very nice 3D printed case made by Ken, VK7KRJ. Thanks, Ben. Justin, VK7TW, then went through his recent ZL SOTA activation of Mount Eden in Auckland with SOTA reference ZL1AK-023 with pictures. We then showed the completed Dave Truen G71YK magnetic loop tuner. We then covered an interesting article by Chinese scientists who have demonstrated a macroscopic tractor beam. To date, only microscopic tractor beams have been demonstrated. And we finished then with a reminder of future events. The recording of the stream can be found on the REAST YouTube channel. Next week we'll take a look at the latest AR, Dubus and Low Key magazines along with much more. We stream the nights on the REAST YouTube channel. We go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445 MHz, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the REAST YouTube channel. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Training and assessments. REAST's 2023 Foundation Licence Training and all licence assessment days have been finalised, and they occur every 2 months, with the next one being on Saturday, March the 11th. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the REAST ERT Learning Organiser, know ASAP by phoning 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391 607, or via the REAST website contact form. Check out the REAST Foundation Licence Training videos that can be found on the REAST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And check out the REAST Facebook page for further details. That's 73 from Ridge, VK7KK. And there are regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6 p.m. AEDST. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz offset, CTC SS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north to south. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast, call back on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group. Meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday, coffee mornings resume at the NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Wednesday, the 22nd of February, Club Technical Night, from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. in the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Wednesday, 1st of March, Test Net and TechNet. TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8:30 local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Rate Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 local, Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX net, 144.190 USB. Reist WAGS, the Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the Club Rooms, also on DVB-T-RF and YouTube streaming. CCARC, 27th of February 2023, SSTV nights from 7:30 p.m. using a VK7RMD 2-meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events Reist, 18th of February, annual general meeting of Reist at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 1 p.m. with free barbecue before from 12 noon. Reist, 1st of March, Kraken Direction Finding SDR presentation and demo with Ollie VK7NFI from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. VK7, June 2023, the VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. ALARA, November 2023, ALARA Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7TW. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, and VK7DC. 160 metres, any takers, please. 80 metres, VK7TPE. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7JGD. 10 metres, VK7DG. UHF CB15, VK7MAC, and DMR, Torque Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7 arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group, IO Group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, it is 73. Stay safe from Idris, VK7ZIR.